Secretary of State Colin Powell also met with leading church figures today to discuss an end to the standoff at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. Israeli troops continue to occupy Manger Square. They hope to capture Palestinian gunmen who have taken refuge in the church, shared by the Catholic, Armenian, and Greek Orthodox faiths. Palestinians say a civilian was shot and killed near the Church of the Nativity tonight. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on a prevailing atmosphere of apprehension around the city.
From the cool confines of the thick-walled seminary of the Latin Patriarch, the Reverend Marone Lehum sums up the mood of this beset city.
It's very heavy. It's very heavy. It's military heavy. It's morally heavy. It's materially heavy. This is unbearable.
The Israeli clampdown has the population shuttered away behind bolted doors. There is an eerie quiet in this historic city of steep winding streets and honey-colored stone houses. Bethlehem appears like the back lot of a Hollywood set. There are so few signs of life. For a few moments, the silence is broken. Mosques and church bells ring out this time of day, a signal of solidarity in barricaded Bethlehem. In the lockdown, the director general of the city's biggest hospital says it has been impossible to deliver anything remotely resembling medical care. Dr. Peter Quamri says medics have had to smuggle the injured out because he says the Israeli army has allowed the ambulances to remove only the dead, a claim the Israelis deny. There is an acute shortage of medicine of all types in Bethlehem, which Comrie says has not been restocked since nearby Ramallah, the central supplier for medicine, has been under siege.
I'm ashamed to say that. I am a handicapped doctor. I am practicing surgery for the last 26 years. And I can't help those who are badly in need for my profession, for my help. So I feel that I am useless in this community. It's not easy. It's a very hard time, unhuman time.
A part of the city springs to life, briefly, when the Israelis announce a lifting of their tightly imposed curfew there. Boys rush to a quick game of soccer. Ambulances run again. When supermarkets hastily reopen, shoppers scurry around nearly empty shelves. Father Faisal says he hopes to deliver what little food remains to some 300 needy families Monday.
And you'll be able to drive around and distribute that?
I put on my car the Vatican flag. I'll try. A little bit dangerous, but we'll do. We'll do it. Yes.
Safely back at home, Linda Zaden, a grandmother of nine, says it's the first time in several days the curfew has been lifted. The people of Bethlehem think of their survival, she says, but also the fate of their city's symbol, which was the scene of gunfire again tonight.
Yesterday at night, as I was just wanting to fall asleep, every night you could hear an explosion near the Church of Nativity where our Lord Jesus Christ was born. So I couldn't sleep a bit all night yesterday, hearing and thinking what happened to the Church of Nativity being attacked by the Israelis every now and then.
The Israelis deny they are attacking the church and insist they are only trying to force the surrender of scores of gunmen holed up inside. As she talks about the siege of the sacred site, Zaden is interrupted by the sound of an explosion that sends her dashing into the street. Zaden joins her neighbors in a ritual of grouping together to stave off fear and exchange stories. The lifting of the curfew ends as quickly as it began. Israelis announce the closing with tear gas. Raw nerves mix with harsh words for Israeli leader Ariel Sharon. There is nothing left for us, Linda Zaden says. The Israelis must get out, or, she says, face more suicide bombers. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Bethlehem.